Species Status Review.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman here. Eileen Doubts-Dukla, our senior biologist for our wildlife diversity program, will take the lead on this and give you an update briefing on the status review that we went through. Eileen?
Thank you, Tom. Mr. Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Hepler, good morning. I am Eileen Doubts-Dukla. I'm a senior wildlife diversity biologist. I'm going to be speaking on, as Tom said, the T&E status review update. For the public, you can find that in the third section of the book on the website. It follows the River Otter Plan on about, looks like page 54. For commissioners, refer to the email that Rachel sent you this morning if you want to find that particular item. We last visited with you about this in 2018, and as you know, the commission has two big responsibilities in our endangered species law. You both add and remove species as appropriate, but you also conduct a biennial review of the list. So 2 years ago, we came to you, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of perspective to help you remember. I'm sure you do, but I'll help you if necessary. And before we were coming to you in 2018, we decided to take a little different approach. And we have species on the list that have been on there since it was first formulated in 1978. And we thought, rather than bringing more species, let's figure out, if we can, what we can do to recover species and get them off the list due to recovery. So we divvied up, wildlife diversity staff divvied up the species, and we wrote what we call status reviews. And those are simply concise descriptions of what we know about the species, what research inventory work has been done, with the hope that we could develop delisting goals for those that are state threatened, or downlisting goals for those that are state endangered. If we didn't have enough information for that, we tried to identify what were our monitoring and research needs. What did we need to do to get to that step to delist, so that we know how to recover them? So the 2018 package that we brought you included downlisting or delisting criteria for 12 species. And just for perspective, we have 21, counted them, and where did I write that? I believe we have 21 on our list. Six of the species are also federal listed. We did not do separate state recovery criteria for those because we feel it's more important to cooperate with the Fish and Wildlife Service for the species recovery. It's not as important what's happening in our state. Four species were identified as needing additional information before we could set delisting or downlisting criteria. So you approved the 2018 document, and you recently saw the first result of that with the delisting of the river otter, which met those identified and approved delisting criteria. So the updated status review package reflects the new information and completed projects that helped us meet those research and monitoring information needs. And that progress is also summarized on the first couple of pages of the package in bulleted form. So just doing a quick listing of those, we conducted, in the last 2 years, we conducted or led new or continuing projects that benefited American dipper, a bird species in the Black Hills, osprey, another bird species mainly in the Black Hills, peregrine falcons in western, extreme western South Dakota. We've started a project to address sicklefin and sturgeon chubs. These are fish species that are currently being evaluated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for listing. So we feel this is an important project to help provide information for them. We funded a project on false map turtle. That's a Missouri River turtle species. Our wildlife diversity grant program funded surveys on lined snake, a state endangered snake down in southeastern South Dakota. We helped fund a swift fox project. That's a state threatened species in western South Dakota. Our aquatic management plans include commitments to better monitor non-game fishes, which we think will benefit our listed species. We continued coordinating with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on black-footed ferret recovery, and we are monitoring the federal delisting of the least tern. That's a federal endangered species. If that is delisted, we'll reconsider whether it still needs to be state listed. So for 2020, our recommendation is that we continue in this effort to concentrate on those that are listed, try to meet those needs that we've identified, and we are bringing you no new species for either delistings or additions to our T&E list. Thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Not. Thanks again very much.